Om Shanti. Today is 8th January 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we will now listen to the Bhog message by Shashi Didi. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, the atmosphere in the subtle region was very beautiful. It appeared as though white sparkling light, angelic light, was visible all around. As I went a bit ahead, I saw that there were three areas that had been set up. They were transparent areas. The first area was filled with very powerful light, power. The second area had the power of light all around, but the rays of light that were spreading out were in the form of different designs. It was looking very beautiful. So the rays of light were creating these very beautiful, lovely designs. And then the third area, there was a lot of light illuminated. However, the rays of light in the third area were moving up, down, sometimes to the side, sometimes backwards. Baba too was observing this entire scene from a distance and smiling. After a few seconds, Baba said, "Come, child." I asked Baba, "Baba, what were you looking at today?" Baba replied, "Baba knows that all of Baba's beloved Brahmin children are lost in Baba's love, lost in experiences this month. Looking at the children's love, Baba too has a lot of love for the children. Baba sees this as the world of angels, and Baba's children are in the angelic form sitting in front of the Father. So the first area that Baba had shown I saw that within that powerful area, there were many yogis sitting, a variety of blessings were falling on them from above, and they were getting decorated with those blessings. So that the tapasvi form, their form of being in tapasya, was providing sakash to the entire world, sharing experiences with the entire world. The second area had rays of light in different forms, different designs. And so what also became clearer was there are certain designs of question marks and designs of other things as well. Baba then explained. For the second area, Baba said, some of the children have conversations with Baba. But even in their conversations, they raise questions of why, what, how. So they mix that with their yoga, with their conversations. And so even though they are attaining blessings from Baba, those questions become a big entanglement. And then they spend a lot of time trying to untangle all of this. And then the third type of children, represented by the third area, are those who belong to the Father, they have love for the Father, they are also lost in Baba's love often. But from time to time, they develop such thoughts which make them feel that, yes, I'm attaining something, and sometimes they feel empty. Baba then said, in the month of January, the children have kept the aim of becoming equal to the father. So the children firstly have to pay attention to create a stable stage, experience the father's company, and keep your fortune in front of you always. The first group, the first area represented those children who maintain a stable stage. They always keep the father with them and they always are experiencing Baba's attainments, Baba's company, and they're also experiencing perfection, their own perfection. So this particular month is the month for attainments. This is the month where you can make easy effort and experience greater attainments. The second group of children, represented by the second area, they are attaining a lot, but they start to come into comparison and questions of why, what and how. And so even though they are attaining a lot from Baba, but they still feel a bit empty. They feel they aren't experiencing that much. The third group of children are those who know they are attaining a lot from the father. They are filling up their aprons. But then they start having questions. We don't know what's going to happen. Those kind of thoughts then fly off like leaves in the wind. So they try to catch hold of their thoughts. They try to come back to their stage. This is why Baba showed that scene. Baba then showed a scene of different cards were floating around in the one. The children were trying to catch hold of these cards and they too were flying off in the wind. They didn't know where to go. So Baba said this particular month of January is the month for you children to experience a lot with less effort, easy effort. This is a month to experience your complete and perfect stage. And so you have to be detached from every other matter, take full benefit of this present time. Even in the world, there are certain times of the year where people put in less effort, but they receive a lot in return. And so this is that particular month for you. This is the month to experience all the attainments from Baba, experience your complete perfect stage. Baba then emerged all the children in front of him. Baba then gave each child the experience of every thought that they were having, elevated thought they were having, and each child was also receiving blessings. On the blessings were written, the father is with you, always move along with your companion, experience the flying stage. That was the blessing given to each child. Baba then fed the bhog to every child. I also fed Baba the bhog. And then I shared remembrances from certain souls who had sent their messages. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.